The news at 9 o'clock on Sunday, the 24th of December. Good morning, this is Richard Clegg. Fighting has broken out again this morning in the Romanian capital, Bucharest, between army units backing the popular revolution and the security police still loyal to the deposed dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu. The city had been quiet for several hours during the night until the shooting resumed. However, the organization leading the uprising, the National Salvation Front, says it's in control of all strategic points in the country. And there's been an appeal to the people to refrain from violence, as our correspondent Mark Brain now reports from Bucharest.
After a week of virtual civil war and bloodshed on a scale unparalleled in Europe since the Second World War, events in Romania this morning appear to be moving towards a climax. There are reports that in one provincial town, the ruthless Securitate secret police have laid down their arms. And here in Bucharest, state radio, for 36 hours now in the hands of the anti-Ceaușescu forces, has broadcast an appeal on behalf of the new National Salvation Front and what it calls the single military command. It declares that the people of Romania, the military, the militia, and the interior ministry are all now united behind the revolution. But it also warns that if this country is to be reborn, there must be an end to what it calls the alarming armed excesses of the past days. What the new authorities fear is a wave of new bloodshed as the Romanian people seek revenge against the despised Ceaușescu and his cronies.
Fighting continued into the night in the western city of Timișoara, where members of the security police, or Securitate, landed by parachute. For the past few hours, the city has been relatively quiet. The army is in control of all the major buildings, including the television and radio station, telephone exchange, post office and factories. A Romanian Air Force jet has been flying overhead. Jane Peel reports from Timișoara, and we're sorry about the quality of the line.
The MiG-23 took off from Timișoara's military airfield and is flying around the town in an attempt to protect it from attack by the Securitate. Up to now, the Air Force here had been grounded because their fuel was in the hands of the Securitate. Now I'm told the armed forces who are loyal to the people have regained control. The jet is flying in circles around the town and hopes to prevent more security police dropping in by parachute. Last night, three helicopters brought in members of the Securitate to support the guerrilla offensive against the soldiers. Fighting lasted for several hours. The casualties included four journalists who were wounded, one of them seriously. None were British.
Many countries have offered medical supplies to Romania to help treat the thousands of victims of the conflict. The operation is being coordinated by the International Committee of the Red Cross, and the British Red Cross has already contributed £100,000. A plane load of supplies is expected to leave Britain today. A spokesman for the organisation, Mr. David Wyatt, explained what was being sent.
What is needed above all is medical assistance. The country is absolutely shorn of all blood plasma, dressings, drugs. And we're getting the money together in order to provide that for the many thousands of injured people. It's a dreadful bloodbath with terrible casualties, many, many thousands injured. It's going to go on for a long time needing help from the international community. The British public are phenomenally generous. They always give until it hurts, and I know they're going to do that this time.
The British Red Cross Society has opened a telephone line for donations. The number is 01-200-0202. That's 01-200-0202. At the United Nations, Britain, France and the United States have all vetoed a Security Council resolution which strongly criticised America's military intervention in Panama and demanded the withdrawal of US troops. And in Panama, the new government has announced the formation of a security force 1,000 strong to restore law and order to the capital, Panama City. Three Scotland Yard detectives are to fly to El Salvador to help investigate the murder last month of six Jesuit priests. They're going at the request of the El Salvador government, which contacted 10 Downing Street to ask for assistance. The killings were widely seen in the country as the work of right-wing death squads. Two Irishmen are to appear before Bow Street magistrates in London on Boxing Day, charged with conspiracy to cause explosions and with possession of a firearm with intent to resist arrest. The two, who've not been named, were detained on Thursday near a cache of arms and explosives in Dyfed. And the weather, rain over northern and western areas, will spread to most other parts. There's a warning of gusts up to 70 miles an hour over southwest and northwest England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And that's the news at 9:05.